Happy New Year to be. You are watching Agree to Disagree.
Where's your tomorrow. Funny hat?
Where's the elephant? I'm right.
He's wrong. This year, last year, every year.
Yeah. And you wonder why you didn't get any Christmas presents. Statement number one. Prepare, then protect the players above all else.
Absolutely agree. A home field advantage throughout would be great, but I want to look at certain guys on the Steelers as they're playing against the Cleveland Browns, and you don't want them to take 2 weeks off, so play everybody a little bit, but start pulling them out quickly and liberally, and don't take any chances getting anybody hurt going into the postseason. And if you end up having to go up to Boston at the end, so be it.
Yeah, if you got to go to, I would rather go to Foxborough with all of my players than play at Heinz Field without some key guys.
Well stated.
So, as much as I hate to do this, what a way to end a year. I'm going to agree with you and agree with the statement. The only thing about it is, and I'm agreeing, but the difficulty I think is involved here is game day rosters are only 46 guys. It's not like the preseason where you have 80. And just look at the offensive line as an example. You know, you got seven, maybe eight on the roster. You got to play five at a time.
You do.
And so, you know, there's going to be some situations where you're not going to be able to rest everyone that you would like to rest. However, I'm with you.
Do what you can when you can.
Yeah, and there are certain guys who are, you know, a level above. Okay, statement number two. Andy Reid needs to worry, not Mike Tomlin.
If we're talking about James Harrison, I think everybody needs to worry a little bit. And if I'm Mike Tomlin, I'm sure they thought about this before the move was made, but how comfortable are you going to be if the AFC Championship game's hanging in the balance and James Harrison's coming off the edge for New England? I think there are guys that the Steelers could have released that nobody else would have been interested in. They chose to release James Harrison, who I think clearly playoff teams would have been interested in him for a reason. And, boy, that adds just another delicious layer to all this Steelers-Patriots stuff, does it not?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm going to disagree with you, and I'm going to agree with the statement, because the way it looks, it's much more likely that the Kansas City Chiefs will be visiting Foxborough before the AFC Championship game round. And they are the ones that employ Eric Fisher, who is the only left tackle in football this year so far that James Harrison has beaten for a sack.
Yeah. The matchup thing there is Fisher's very tall and Harrison's very low, right. Relatively speaking.
Right. As Al Villanueva is very tall, and James Harrison is no taller against the Steelers than he would be against the Chiefs. However, Al Villanueva, last time I looked, was a starting tackle in the Pro Bowl. Eric Fisher is not. So I think there's a little bit of difference in ability level and also familiarity, because Al versus James Harrison is something that I would imagine has happened thousands of times.
Wonder who's been winning those.
Well, I can tell you who hasn't been. Okay, Missy, what do you think?
Uh-huh.